Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter 3, lesson number 3, and it's on the book of Luke. And the objectives of this particular lesson are this. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Luke, identify to whom the book of Luke was written, state the key purpose for the book of Luke, and write the key verse of the book of Luke from memory. And finally, you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Luke. Now, the author was Luke, and it was written to all believers, although the first intended audience was the Greeks, to whom he presented Jesus as the perfect man. He also addresses one specific believer, who is Theophilus. The purpose was to write an orderly account of the ministry of Jesus, and we see that from Luke 1, 1 through 4. The key verse is Luke 19, 10. And the life and ministry principle is this, that our mission is identical to that of Jesus to reach the lost with the good news of the gospel. The main characters are Jesus and the 12 disciples. So now for our outline. In the introduction, which is Roman numeral number 1, point A is the note to Theophilus, B, the vision of Zechariah, C, the vision of Mary, D, the visit of Mary to Elizabeth, and E, the birth of John the Baptist. These are all in chapter 1. Then we go to Roman numeral number 2 in our outline, which is still in chapter 1. That's the Galilean ministry. And then point A, we have the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. B, the call of 4 fishermen. C, the healing of a demon-possessed man. D, the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. E, growing popularity. F, the quiet time. G, the first tour of Galilee. H, healing of a leper. I, healing of a paralyzed man. That's in chapter 2. And then point J, the call of Matthew. K, a celebration, criticism, and reply. L, the Sabbath controversy. M, ministry by the sea. N, the ordaining of the 12 disciples, and that's in chapter 3, as well as the ministry by the sea. O, the zeal of Jesus. P, the unpardonable sin. Q, true relationships with Jesus. R, which is starting in chapter 4, we have a series of parables. The first one is the parable of the soils. The second, the parable of the lamp. The third, the parable of gradual growth. And fourth one is the parable of the mustard seed. And then point number S is a storm at sea. These were all chapter 4. And now going into chapter 5, we have the healing of the demoniac. That is point T. Then point U, the daughter of Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood. Then we have, going into chapter 6, we have rejection at Nazareth. W, the mission of the 12 disciples. X, the death of John the Baptist, and why the report of the 12. Then we go on to Roman numeral number 3, which is a period of withdrawal. This is still in chapter 6. And point number A is the feeding of the 5,000, B, walking on the water, C, the ministry of Gennesaret, D, the rebuking of the Pharisees, that's now in chapter 7, E, the Syphonician woman, F, the healing of a deaf mute. And then going into chapter 8, which is point number G, we have feeding of 4,000. H, a demand for a sign. A, a warning about leaven. J, the healing of the blind man. And K, an examination and lesson at Caesarea Philippi. And again, these are chapter 8. Now going into chapter 9, we have point L, which is the transfiguration of Jesus. M, the problem of Elias, N, the healing of the demoniac, and O, the final teaching on Galilee. So then we have Roman numeral number 4, starts at chapter 10, and we have the ministry in Perea and Judea. And then point number A, still in chapter 10, we have a lesson about divorce. B, the blessing of children. C, the rich young ruler. D, a warning on the peril of riches. E, a discussion concerning rewards. F, the prediction of Jesus' death. G, a request for prominence. And H, the healing of Bartimaeus. Then we go into Roman numeral number 5, which is starting in chapter 11. We have the events of the final week. So we start that off with point number A, which is the royal entry to Jerusalem. B, the cursing of the barren tree. C, cleansing of the temple. D, a lesson about faith. E, a challenge to Christ's authority. And then we have F, we go into now chapter 12, which is the parable of the husbandman. G, a question about tribute. H, the problem of the resurrection. I, a question about the great commandment. J, a question about Christ. K, a warning against scribes. L, the widow's mite. And M, we go into chapter 13, which is faith for the future. N, also now goes into chapter 14, which is the plot of the Sanhedrin. O, is the dinner at Bethany. P, the plot of Judas. Q, the Passover. R, the Last Supper. S, Peter's denial is foretold. T, the prayer at Gethsemane. U, the betrayal and arrest. V, Jesus' trial. W, the denials of Peter. And then we switch over to chapter 15, which is X, the Roman trial, and Y, the crucifixion of Jesus. And Z is the burial of Jesus. Then we have Roman numeral number 6, which is the resurrection of Jesus. That's how chapter 16 begins. And point number A, first at the tomb. B, the empty tomb. And C, the commission to preach the resurrection message. Roman numeral number 7, we have the appearance of Jesus, still in chapter 16. And point A, we have Mary Magdalene. B, the two disciples. C, the 11 disciples. Then Roman numeral number 8, we have the Great Commission. Roman numeral number 9, the ascension to heaven. And finally, Roman numeral number 10, still in chapter 16, is the fulfilling of the Great Commission. That's the last chapter. And that's the end of this lesson. Please go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.